We have myself, Heidi, Julius, James. Vaughn is absent. And Lynn Eckert is absent. And Mary Worrell. And Brian Wallman. Very good. All righty. I entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the April 9th meeting.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Collins. Seconded by Wallman. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, our first resolution, Resolution 159, confirming the appointment of Christina Dawson as the Commissioner of the Ulster County Commission on Human Rights and Director of the Ulster County Youth Bureau. Would you like to say a few words?
I know
you
didn't need a speaker. Yeah, that's all I know me as. Funny, I've been seeing Christina Dawson all day, and I'm like, who's that? When I was in college, one of the professors asked a question, and he said, Christina, what do you think? And I was looking right along with him, trying to find Christina. No one called me Christina, so I'm happy to be here. Really excited about this new position. Everyone at my old job, which was really, really weird, that was like my home forever. Has been saying you're great for this position, so I got a lot of stats. I got to make a lot of people right. So I appreciate you guys having me here tonight. Thank you.
All right, and I'm sure you're going to do a great job, Dana. And we look forward to love working with you. And actually, my brother serves on the Human Rights Commission, so
yeah.
You'll run across that. I'm the good-looking one out of the two of them.
Known Nina for quite a long time. I think she's a terrific choice. Excited for her. As I told her at the market yesterday, I think it's wonderful. It's terrific.
Thank you.
And all the best. All
right. I entertain a motion to accept Resolution 149. Moved by Wallman. I'd like to second it, if you don't mind. I would like to second it. I've known Nina a long time. She's from the city of Kingston. So normally I would let somebody else do, but that's no more. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
There you go. Is it that easy?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was thinking about drilling you a little bit, but I figured we'd give you a break.
I'm used to it. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
It was nice
meeting
you.
Seeing
you again 2 days in a row. I know.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. You as well. Thanks again. Bye-bye now. All righty, and we have the Dean of Administration and setting a public hearing on the tentative budget of Ulster County Community College for 2018 to be held on Tuesday, June 12th. And that's at 2/8/2018 at 6:30. That will be next month. That will be our regular meeting. We will not have the Monday meeting unless we have a bunch of resolutions, but I doubt it. But that gets set because then we do it in conjunction. We do it in conjunction with Ways and Means. So we have the public hearing, and then we
do open it to the public for
yes. So it's open to the public, and then we convene and go.
Right here in
meeting.
The room.
It's it's upstairs, right? Right over that way. All right, I entertain a motion to accept Resolution 163, setting the public hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 193, approving execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 in the county. The Link to Life office for the aging. Can you say a little bit?
Sure, actually, I'm very excited about this. This is
We appreciate one of the major initiatives from the Office for the Aging is to help seniors remain in their home. That's what seniors want. Our job is to stay at home and quite frankly stay out of more costly placements. It's always less expensive to have someone remain in their home as long as possible than be in a nursing home, etc. You know, one of the things that we can do that's relatively affordable is to provide supports. And one of those supports is called the Personal Emergency Response System. This is the plastic helpline call when I can't get up. It's supposed to be advertised on television. We provide that service probably about 200 seniors around the county. And then we subsidize it for others, depending on, it's income based. Since I've been with the county over 7 years, we've always used a service provided by the helplines. And, that system has some limitations. One, I thought it was expensive. The unit only has about a 500-foot range. Senior was out in the yard. It's not as capable. So we put it out to bid, as we do from time to time. And this time, we actually got a very interesting response. And we followed up on it, and we've decided to award to this new bidder. It's a company called Linked to Life. They operate in counties and many places across the state. This time they chose to bid on our product. And I'm excited. If you'll remember, during the budget this year, one of the proposals at the county executive meeting was to add a little bit of funding to this program to eliminate the wait list. So, you kind of understand our programming. You have a limited amount of money, and you allocate that money in a way to provide kind of the most effective service to seniors, and to make sure that there's a meal and a check-in with a meal in someone's home helps them stay in their home longer, right? And so we make sure we have no waiting list on the meals program. One area where we never have enough resources is for personal care services, where we actually provide housekeeping assistance. We use the money the best that we can, but it's never enough. But that other area, when we knew that we could make a small investment in county dollars and to pick up the slack, we can have a big impact. So we added money to the budget this year to make sure that we had no waiting list for these first services. Well, here we go. This is amazing. So if you think about this, we would normally pay $25.50 per month per person to use this service. Under this new service, the cost is going to be $14 per month. So it's almost half less. The base unit is good for up to 1,000 feet. So we can travel up to 1,000 feet beyond the receiver for the system. Also, they've got some advantages that I think that are really important given the way that our caseload is changing today. For example, if a client calls the call center for assistance, they have bilingual receptionists to answer the phone, not just English, which is important given the way that some of our client mix is changing. Just on that straight analysis, this is a less expensive, it's more capabilities. We think it's going to be a good service. We're able to vet their programming in other counties and make sure this is going to be done. But then it gets really good. So that they have other pieces that are added. It's not like a small service that Health Alliance offers. This is a much bigger company. So, for example, in addition to the basic landline service where they were attendants, there's enhancements where we can pay a smaller amount of money. For $20 a month, instead of just pushing the button, help my phone when I can't get up, it has a fall detection system. So it will sense when the senior falls and call automatically. They have a version that is cellular, so it'll work no matter where the senior is, not just in the home. Right? So I think with the dollars that we've allocated, we're going to be able to look at our current case mix, look at expansion, but then also look at, our most frail seniors, what additional service can we provide to really take this to the next level. Again, an automated detection of a senior's falling is amazing. To know that a lot of seniors don't just sit at home anymore. They go out and about. So they have to give them that protection and give their families that peace of mind that, mom can call for help, no matter where she is, through a cellular network. Again, possibilities are endless. So I'm excited that our getting this effort in place.
Well, how do you sign up for it? How do they sign up for it?
It'll be through the Office for the Aging. It'll be, it's our standard, process when someone comes in, we develop a real good case and look at, available services. And this is one of those things where, you know, again, we were not able to meet 100% of their need, this little assistance is something that can, again, further keep them at home longer. Just think about it. In today's world, you know, a lot of kids aren't staying, you know, close to mom or dad anymore. So to know that they have this service, it gives them peace of mind. But then actually, with this new contract, if it goes how we think it's going to go, to add those next level services, to be money well spent, then the dollars we already have, we're going to expand the amount of service available to our seniors, and then look at where within that caseload can we add these enhancements in a targeted way to have a big impact on their lives. So that's what we're going to try to do in this contract, and I'm proud of bringing it to you tonight.
Entertain a motion to approve. I'm sorry.
Is there any availability if a senior doesn't qualify to buy into it, because it can be really costly?
This is less expensive, so would you.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, could they pay into, if they don't qualify technically, but they still want it, they may not be able to afford the.
They should be able to buy off of this contract through us.
Okay, great.
And they pay it for themselves, but it's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's one of the final terms that we're negotiating on the contract, but that's one of our.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and it kind of brings, by, you know, working with this larger provider, we always the thought was, you know, use your local hometown provider. Again, the services are very limited, without the bid. Based on the experience from the county who vetted them, we think it's going to be a home run for us.
Okay, so that kind of leads to the question I was wondering. Who was our former provider? Who's
Health Alliance actually locally has
fallen in Ulster. Okay. And where are these people based out of? Ish. Outside of the county?
Outside of the county. I have to get back to the
county. I'm just curious as to who we were.
But let's put it this way. They, Health Alliance serves 1,500 clients in New York.
Yeah, that's.
Okay. About 200 of that. This company serves 30,000 clients in New York City.
And it's taken the cap off how many? If we were serving, what, about 200? Mm-hmm. Now moving towards this new contractor, how many do you think?
I don't know the answer, because right now we don't have we basically, with some additional funding that we put in the budget, it's just eliminated.
It's going to be more than 200.
Yeah, it'll be more than 200. But then the key to this is do additional outreach, because we know we'll have more resources. But again, it's, off the, like our meals program, for example, when we provide meals, but we have additional county dollars available that we provide an enhanced case management for our most frail seniors. These are people that have nothing, they don't have any family around, they still live at home. So that when someone goes into the hospital, normally your average county just closes the case and, call us when you're back, we'll start delivering the meals again. We actually have a trained social worker that goes to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
So this is that next level. It's like,
we'll be able to serve presumably more.
Yes.
Okay.
So as the demand goes up, we'll serve more, but then it's within the people that we're already serving, who could really benefit from this false detection service or the cellular type unit.
Okay,
sure. We'll serve that on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
So this is a bid or an RFP?
RFP.
RFP, good. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of response, a lot of interest.
No, usually, again, we put up a bid.
Yeah, I know.
They chose to enter into our market, and they think it's going to be all
money. I was going to just look on their website. It says Union, New Jersey.
Yeah, so but they serve, 30,000 clients in the state, so half a dozen counties or so they currently serve now.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the resolution 93.
Move.
Contract for the, with Lean for Life. So moved by Collins.
Maybe something in my notes here too. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but one of the kind of nice thing about this too is that, so there's a call center, right? So like they monitor this unit that goes off the call, and they also, the client can also, if they just want to hear a friendly voice with this service, they call the call center. You know what I mean? And they'll
almost a check-in kind of thing.
Correct. So it's like, seniors tend to, when they get nervous, they'll call 911 or call, this will give them another avenue where they can call an emergency number and, monitor 24/7. Just make sure it's working, and they'll talk to them.
Except for the Alzheimer's and dementia patients, they forget to press the button.
Falling feature is really good.
Right, right, yeah.
My mother fell into the aide's arms, and she couldn't reach the phone to called for help right away.
Yeah, it's my understanding with this unit. Of course, it's more expensive, but again, we're going to look at families to use it best. But literally, it senses the change in position, and it'll force them to call and check in. Are you okay? And in many of these systems, it's literally a speaker like, "Hello, this is Jones. Are you there?" And if they don't answer, you know, dispatch, you know, emergency services.
All those, and it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
The last resolution is a contract resolution. Success $50,000. Millet's Wood Gateway Community Industries, the Office of the Aging, and I'm assuming this is the Meals on Wheels.
I believe this is the last year extension for the backup of it.
Okay. And yeah, we were gonna one of these times we're gonna have to.
Again, we were hoping to do it this month, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, it wasn't gonna work this month, so who knows? Maybe not. Maybe a little, just after the summer.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how we can do it. So it's just at 5 o'clock, so they don't have to have the whole team's day and pay overtime typically.
Right. Alrighty.
We're doing just over 8,000 meals a month right now. We've got 300 clients, and you know, we provide 5 days a week. Plus, if the budget allows, we make sure they get self-stable meals for the weekend. We supplement with pantry bags full of staple items that come on a monthly basis. So it's really about really identifying the people that are doing this. What that level of need is. You know, you've got someone who, and for most seniors, this is a 600-calorie meal that shows up, and it's about socialization and making sure they're okay. But there are some seniors that we serve where this is could be their final meal for the day. Right? So we kind of use our flexibility in our contract to make sure, that we do as much as we can with the dollars that are available. When they come on Friday, they bring a meal on Saturday or something too. They manage the dollars in such a way that we can't surprise everything we're bringing in.
Entertain a motion to accept this resolution 194.
I'm making a motion.
A second. All right. Oh, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, and Barry was a night we got done with that. Do we have any old business? Anybody wants to bring up? No? Any new business?
Do you want to talk? This is two updates. As you know, our graduation is the COVID-19. We already know about the upcoming graduation presentation. The enrollment numbers are still looking strong. We are projecting the second year of growing the college versus a contraction for the last few years. So the enrollment for fall is looking strong, so continue that trend. And we're continuing to work on working down some of the capital projects that we have been doing last summer. So things are going well for the college on multiple fronts, the infrastructure, the enrollment. It's just the prestige and the class of the college in general.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I didn't answer the update. Thank you.
So our class is still ongoing now?
This week is the last week of the class. We have one makeup day next week, and then one finals and then graduation.
But you have, you're already getting enrollments for the fall already then?
We're starting to get some enrollment information in for the fall. We've already had some projections of approximately when the applications will come in and interest. So we're tracking this level last year versus last year, rather, and the numbers are slightly ahead of what the result this year.
Now, the summer numbers, you don't...
Some numbers right now we think is going to be pretty much flat to what we budget, which is similar to what it was last year. Half of the population are online, and that doesn't look like it's going to change. So it's going to be flat last year overall. Just to keep it into perspective, In terms of real headcount, FTE, full-time equivalent, we are seeing an improvement of, I want to say, about 70 FTE per
student. Oh, that's good.
The majority of that came in the fall. So this year has been a good year. And we're projecting an increase of another 50 FTE for 18-19 at the end of the year versus this year.
That will continue to let you build that fund balance.
I think we will be in a good position to build and add to that fund balance. So, my area is looking at the expenses as close as we can so that we can add as much money to the fund balance as we can. Right now, as you know, we are at a little bit under $1.4 million versus, what is it, about 2 years ago, we were under $500,000. So we've been able to add quite a bit to the fund balance.
All right. Any questions?
Well, just one thing. Sports update from the college. That's the theme lately. I met a young lady at Swastika. She's working at our golf shop. She's on the golf team here, and they only have one golf team. So she plays with the men.
Yep.
And she's a nice young lady. I met her this weekend. She's excited about participating in the sport.
Yeah, but yeah, our golf team is a co-ed golf team. Sports has been a big driver for us. There's been a lot of progress on the basketball front. That has helped with recruitment last year as it's going into this year. It looks like our sport teams, especially the basketball teams, has increased our out-of-county recruitment. And of course, out-of-county students will add to our revenue line. And that's one of the initiatives that we're focusing on to maintain that trend of increasing out-of-county recruitment, especially on the athletics, student athletes side.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. The athletics would, you know, also bring in more of our own people as opposed to going somewhere else. They think they can get on the team that, you know, is competitive.
And then, of course, as you know, this year's basketball team, the majority of the players came from the county. So it's a good mix of local talent and out of county talent. And we're hoping to replicate that on the women's side of the basketball team. And we're trying to start that next winter.
Excellent. All right. Well, entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. Second it.
Yes.
All righty. All in favor, aye or aye.